This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Byte Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Picture this. You wake up in the middle of the night. Tons of discomfort. You can't get comfortable. Your back feels all weird. You sleep terribly. You don't know what's wrong with you. You wake up the next morning, your wife sees you, and you've got bags under your eyes. She asks, "What's wrong? Did you sleep okay?" And you start feeling like a tingle on your ass. And you're feeling embarrassed. You don't want to say anything to her. So, I don't know. Just one of those nights. Couldn't sleep. Couldn't get comfortable.
You sure? Because your eyes keep sort of darting down around your back and down.
No. I think it's just like the changing of the season, you know? It's getting colder, and so it's a little dry, and I just can't get comfy.
Where are you feeling it the most?
You know, I think it's just kind of like sinuses, upper body entire.
The dog's sniffing at your butt, honey.
Ouch.
He's no, never done that.
Stop. I must have sat in some meat yesterday. I think I sat in meat yesterday. That's probably what the dog is responding to.
And it's still there.
I think just the scent, you know. Was our dog ever a cadaver dog?
Yes, you know that.
Okay, that's right. I forgot.
Woof.
Thank you for your service, Rex.
Thank you for our service. Every day we have to tell him that. He kind of just sits there and expects it.
I know. And when he comes home, we have to bang pots and pans. It's so annoying. It's like, we get it. You just saved any lives. You just found the cadaver.
He found the dead body.
Sorry.
So then you're on your way to work, and it's getting worse. It's getting worse. And you're not looking forward to going to work, so you decide, hey, you know what? I'm going to call in. I'm going to call the doctor. It's getting really, really bad. Doctor can see you right away. You go in. You explain all your symptoms. You're like, my ass is on fire.
We don't need no water. Let that motherfucker burn.
Sir, it's really, doctor.
Oh, I thought you were doing a cheer.
No. This is really serious. I'm awful. Also, I don't like that you make me call you sir.
Please call me sir. Thank you for my service. I was a cadaver doctor.
You're the cadaver doctor?
Yes, this is my dog. He's a cadaver dog. Thank you for your service.
Well, sir, I've got, my ass is on fire, and it's, I can't get comfortable. I can't do anything. It's really impeding my life.
Mm. Well, take two of these and call me in the morning.
All right, fine. So you take the medicine.
Ibuprofen.
Ibuprofen doesn't do shit. So you go straight to work, get to your office, pull up to your desk. And before you can sit down, you take a look at that chair. That thing has got a heating pad on it because you, my friend, are on the hot seat. You have been sitting in that chair for weeks now, losing games left and right. And now you are officially on the hot seat.
What a long one.
Yeah.
Is your name
service.
Brandon in this scenario?
Yes, your name is Brandon.
Brandon S?
Brandon, well, yeah, we'll say Brandon S.
I hope it is. I hope it goddamn is.
Because it's hot seat week.
Yeah, it's hot seat week. You called your friend Frank R.
Oh,
and,
yeah.
And they didn't pick up at the office, and you're starting to worry because he had a real bad case of it.
Yeah, Frank R. was going to all sorts of specialists trying to figure out what was up with his ass. Someone texted me in one of my football threads this week. It just said, Brandon Staley fired Monday morning. And I was like, you could have sent this text every week for the last, like, it's evergreen.
I I thought this would be the one. Like, home, Sunday night, prime time, just such a, like, kind of listless performance against a team that also didn't seem like they were, like, really itching to win that game. I guess they're going to stick with them until the end of the season, but yikes.
Yeah, Brandon Staley is the Chargers coach. They've been abysmal and just, like, below expectations constantly.
Good job on
mentioning who he is. We realized last week we talked the whole podcast and never actually explicitly said that Joe Burrow had a season-ending injury.
Oh, yeah.
We were just kind of talking about the Bengals. Staley, the weird thing was, of all the losses the Chargers have had the last couple years, that was one of the times that you felt like Staley blew it the least because they were just kind of listless the whole game.
I mean,
but you can't point to like a bad fourth down call that he made like you usually can. It just kind of, they just kind of stunk.
They lost to the Dolphins by 2. They lost to the Titans by 3. They lost to the, they won, they beat the Vikings by 4, beat the Raiders by 7. Cowboys, they lost by 3. Chiefs, they lost by 2 scores. Bears, they won. Jets, they won big. They lost to the Lions by 3. They lost to the Packers by 3.
They're like the bizarro Steelers. They're just losing every close
game.
And there, like, there seems to be, like, you can point to each one of those games and call out, like, a decision that was made that really cost them the game. And it's astonishing to me, actually, that these games were as close as they were, because they never feel like they're really all that in it. Like, you just, the ending feels inevitable.
Yeah.
With them.
That was funny. Like, when they're talking about him getting fired, I was like, he can go back to being an offensive coordinator and be good. He's a defensive guy.
Yeah.
I completely just forgot that, because their defense has been such rat shit since he's been there.
And like, every week you say it, the players are so good. Like, you have such a talented roster on that defense. The fact that they can't stop anything.
Yeah, I was like, well, they got Derwin James and they got Bosa and Mack, but they don't. Well, what's their, like, second tier defense? Who are their linebackers? And it's like Kenneth Murray and someone else who's
Dion Henley.
Yeah, I
was like, who's very good.
I was like, shit, they got talent all over the place. What's going on?
They have the second round Tuli. What, how do you say his last name?
Tui Potautu.
I'm gonna say
Tui Potautu.
Tui T.
He's good.
Tuli.
Or is he out?
Tui Potautu.
Let's pull up that defensive depth chart, because I feel like there's another linebacker I'm forgetting.
Dion Henley? Defensive depth chart.
But regardless, no matter what they're doing on defense.
Oh, Eric Kendricks.
Yeah.
Yeah. Old.
Yeah, but wait, does that say Darius Leonard?
No, Dean Leonard. Asante Samuel Jr.
Yeah, he's good.
Sebastian Joseph Day. Feels like his name should be Joseph Sebastian Day.
That sounds like a private school that you try to get your 4-year-old into. Yeah. Sebastian Joseph Day School.
Mm. Cameron's going to Sebastian Joseph Day.
Yeah. Oh, he got in. Nice.
Braxton didn't get in because he spit up during his interview.
He's in public school.
As if that'll help the vomiting.
Who's the general manager for the Chargers?
I don't fucking know.
I don't, yeah.
Because
I don't know.
That guy also
a horse in a wig that stomps once for yes and twice for no.
Can he do the stomping without the wig? Absolutely not.
Yeah, the whole stomping thing gives away that he's a horse. I don't know why he needs the wig.
It's a long blonde wig with a beret.
Yeah, the horse has alopecia, so he wears a wig.
Yeah, he doesn't have eyebrows.
He's got drawn on eyebrows and a blonde
wig
with a beret.
You know he's a horse. He's just self-conscious.
Yes. He's French.
Yeah.
Do you not? I understand you may not think he knows football because he's French.
But he stomps once per week.
Yeah.
And two for,
no.
And 3 for,
he's got a baguette in his mouth like a cigar. Who is their general manager?
I want to just throw out a name that feels made up. Tom Telesco.
Chargers gen manager.
Tom
Telesco. Telesco. Hey.
Did you say Polesco?
Telesco.
You said Telesco.
You said Polesco.
Oh, man.
He said Polesco, didn't he?
I thought he said Polesco with a P.
No, what? No, I said Telesco.
You were pushing P on that one.
Guys.
You were pushing P. Yeah, man. All right, so I hate to merge sports. This show is about football.
Is this going to be the first time we've mentioned a different sport?
I'm sorry, it's going to have to be. The LA Clippers with a devastating loss.
Yeah, embarrassing.
Embarrassing, disgusting loss. These Chargers can't get right. It's just, why do I pick these teams to root for?
Because, you know, at some point when it does pay off,
it's going to feel so good.
It's going to be the best.
But, man.
I want to see a news story about like a 98-year-old Cubs fan who died like 2 days before they won. You know that happened.
You know it happened. Wouldn't that fucking suck?
Yeah, the...
Pretty sure that was my grandpa.
Oh, no. Let's look up the exact date of that. That's tough.
Did he die around 2016?
Yeah.
Oof. Definitely before the World Series?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, no.
Damn.
Damn.
Sorry to read this.
I'm sure a lot of people's grandpas did, so.
Did y'all talk about that? Did y'all talk about...
Yeah, because it was like that and the Blackhawks won the Stanley Cup like the same year. But it was like a tears of joy thing. Like, he's probably watching from heaven right now, so happy.
Damn, it's a shame that heaven doesn't exist. Nah, that makes me feel terrible.
It happens.
Damn.
Yeah, sorry, Carl.
Yeah.
That might happen with us with the Clippers.
Dude, nah, I'm confessing. As soon as we're about to pull the plug on him, I'm going to go, wait. I'm a Laker fan.
And then you go to heaven.
Last rites.
St. Peter's like, let me see them rings. You got to have at least one fan ring to get into heaven.
Oh, my gosh. This team is so, like, such an underperforming.
The Chargers. We back on the Chargers. Yeah.
Chargers? Back to the Chargers?
Yeah.
Eckler had a bad week. He is starting to show his age, I feel like. I've been seeing a lot of people clowning him on his speed.
Interesting. I think he still looks pretty good.
There's someone I know he's still doing
he's got some burst.
When there was that great clip of Jalen Carter running down Josh Allen on the sideline and they clocked him at like 16.8 miles per hour at, 350 or whatever he is. That someone tweeted today, like, he's fucking faster than Eckler.
He is getting up there.
Yeah, like the way that this team can't win with Justin Herbert, who's
good.
Amazing. He's amazing.
He's just good.
The construction of the team is awful. Drafting Quentin Johnston was bad. They already had a Mike Williams and they drafted another one.
Yeah. I mean, Mike's injury doesn't help, obviously.
But he's going to get hurt. So I guess that's one reason to draft a Quentin Johnston.
But they drafted the wrong one, though.
Absolutely. He went Jaxon Smith-Njigba, then Quentin Johnston, and then immediately after him was Zay Flowers and Jordan Addison, and then Zay Flowers.
Like, they both look much better.
Fucking burned him.
Can we talk about Zay Flowers real quick?
Sure.
Please.
I love the idea of the bridal bouquet toss celebration. Did you guys see this?
He's Zay
Flowers. They didn't execute it well at all.
Yeah.
The other guy, and it's not Zay's fault. It was the other guys. They should have been like fighting each other, like the cliche of the bridesmaids and everything, like fighting.
Pushing each other.
And whoever picked it up should have been like,
It
was bad execution. Like Lamar and him were, Lamar didn't like it and he was like yelling at him on the sideline. And I was like, in my mind, I was imagining Lamar saying exactly what I just said.
Poorly executed.
Yeah.
The fuck was that?
And then he had a second celebration with the soccer. Like kicking the goal, right?
Yeah, he kicked the penalty.
Feels like we haven't been seeing a lot of celebrations this year. Like really good.
Someone did the baby boy thing from the.
I did. My friend just sent me that on the way over here.
Yeah,
I was driving, so I couldn't look.
But you know what it is.
I know, but I did see it in full.
It's a deep cut. It's like, but what's it for baby boy when someone they like punches the guy?
Yeah, it was like a lineup of like these kids jumped Jody. These young gangbangers jumped Jody. And so the OGs went to the park and found him. And he made them all line up. And he beat them, with a belt.
But who did that celebration? I'm blanking on it. Was it?
It was a red team. It was on CBS. So it was AFC. Here, I'll show you. I legit didn't look at the video. Let me look right now. It was the Texans.
It was Stroud.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Stroud. I mean, like, that's execution.
Yeah.
That's why. Stroud is already executing.
He's a superstar.
Yeah.
That dude is funny. And
the Bolt Beat says Austin Eckler has been painfully bad for the Chargers in 2023. And he's proving the Chargers right for not extending him.
I mean,
so Eckler will probably be on the market next season.
He'll be.
He'll be a bingo.
Yeah, I could see him taking like a Melvin Gordon type thing where he bounces around every year, and when he gets a chance, he's okay, and you know.
Yeah, he'll be a Viking next year, and then like a training camp cut with the Jets before signing. Before
getting signing with somebody else who's good.
Yeah.
Be a Patriot.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
what has Zeke been doing this year? Anything?
He's actually been not bad, I think. Like, I think
when I've seen him run, he's okay, but it's within the context of that Patriots offense. How can you do anything, you know?
I don't watch the Patriots at all.
Ooh, there.
You're lucky.
You don't watch them next year when they have Caleb Williams?
Though. Yes, yeah. When Caleb Williams is a Patriot, I will be getting his red jersey. He better wear number 12. Better.
You think they're not going to retire number 12?
Nope. Let Caleb get it first.
What is he wearing now, 13?
Yeah, he's 13. He's but he better 12. Go down one to 12. The real 12.
Yeah.
C-dub 12.
Would you root for him with the Patriots?
No. I don't root for Dak with the Cowboys. He's a Mississippi State product.
Have you heard this theory kind of idea about the Chargers hiring Bill Belichick?
Okay, so let's talk about Bill Belichick for a second.
Yeah.
There have been a lot of people at his neck, including former players, being like, Bill Belichick, you are not him. Tom Brady made you. Yeah. Lawrence Taylor made you.
Mm.
Curtis Martin, I don't know.
Curtis Martin saying that.
Yeah.
I made you.
Tim Couch made you for those couple years with the Browns.
With the Browns. Yeah, Tim Couch. What do y'all think? Do y'all think he's not? I think he's the reason.
That they're bad right now?
No, I think he's the reason that they made all those damn Super Bowls.
I think he's the reason they're bad now.
That and cheating.
I think he's definitely responsible for at least three of those Super Bowls. Definitely responsible for the first one. Them and the whoever they bought the binoculars from.
Yeah.
and then definitely the last one. Like, Brady couldn't do anything, and he stopped the all-world offense.
Yeah, I mean,
The talking about against the Rams,
yeah,
6-9,
yeah, 13-3, yeah, the real shitty game,
yeah,
that sucked. Yeah, I mean, I don't think it's all one way or the other. I think he definitely is too old and stubborn now. I wouldn't want him now. I think that's a key difference between him and Andy Reid, and maybe it's just a result of him winning a lot more earlier in his life than Andy Reid did. Mm-hmm. But Andy Reid seems like he grows.
Yeah.
And changes and wants to embrace like the new type of football and shit and relishes the opportunity to evolve.
Yeah.
Like Popovich.
Yeah.
But like Belichick is just like fucking, I don't know what the basketball equivalent of it is, Thibodeau, where he's like, I'm just going to keep doing what I'm doing. You know,
or probably, and I'm sure Phil Jackson.
Yeah. And I'm sure Belichick, the coach, is fine. I think the biggest issue is Belichick, the GM, who fucking sucks.
Yeah. Hires Matt Patricia to run an offense. Drafts horribly. Remember N'Keal Harry?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. N'Keal Harry. Like, that dude could not draft a wide receiver to save his life. Who was the one from Florida they got, like, years and years ago?
Damn, I don't even remember.
Oh, man, that's going to kill me.
A wide receiver from Florida? What era?
This would be, I think, late aughts?
Late aughts. Was it Riley Cooper?
He would have fit in. Oh, he would have been such a fit. Yeah, he would have been.
A native son of Imagine Boston.
Being in the locker room with Aaron Hernandez, Riley Cooper.
And Cam Newton that year that he played. That was after Aaron Hernandez. They're coming out with an Aaron Hernandez movie.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Who's going to play him?
Ryan.
Well, what about that guy from the other two?
Drew Tarver.
Yeah, Drew Tarver is Aaron Hernandez.
I didn't kill those people.
We want to run two tight ends.
Belichick, I don't know about this one.
Teacher's Lounge podcast. Check it out. Yeah. Little plug. You're the ridiculous voice.
I know that I said there's another guy who I know that's playing one of Aaron's friends. I was like, I could have fucking played that guy.
Mm-hmm.
And I sent not an angry text, but a stern text to my manager today being like, hey, this didn't come across your desk?
Yeah.
The fucking American Crime Story.
Got two fucking pouncies in it, and I can't be one of them.
I can't be one of the pouncies?
Chad Jackson was the person I was thinking
about. I do not remember that person.
Second round pick from 2006. So.
Yeah, you know. Ryan Rain Manning over here.
Yeah, I do not know who that
is. The way that Belichick gets a good receiver is to draft like a 6-round quarterback out of Kent State.
Yeah.
And fucking Jedi mind trick him into having a rivalry with Wes Welker so that he becomes a great wideout.
Oh, you're talking about Wolfgang Jackson. That's what his Instagram says.
Oh, yeah, that's who I meant. Sorry. That's what,
if you had said Wolfgang Jackson, I would have known.
I love his airport restaurants. Yeah, really good stuff.
If you'd like to watch the video recording of this episode and check out some bonus shows with the guys, go to patreon.com/theflagrantones.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
What else happened this week? Dobbs came back to Earth. We did. Is it the picture this curse? Is there a picture this curse that we did a Dobbs picture this and then he threw four picks and lost to the Bears?
If that's
Bears
the case, then the reverse is going to happen and now the Chargers are going to go on a run with Brandon Staley.
Maybe.
He's not going to get fired. No! Yeah. Delete that, Kevin. He has to go. I don't even. The crazy thing is, I don't even like that team. I don't even love that team like that. Like,
you're the Chargers?
Yeah, I just
they're not your number
they're
one.
They're your AFC team.
Yeah, they're my AFC team. Like, I also like. I admittedly switch AFC teams quite a bit. Like, I
like, on the Texans bandwagon.
I'm on the Texans bandwagon now. Even though they beat us this season, it didn't feel like they like rubbed it in our faces. Mm-hmm. You know,
like they did to the Steelers.
Losing to a non-conference opponent's never too tough. Would you say of all the teams? Are the Saints like your number one team across all sports?
Saints are my number one team across all sports.
Wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Across all sports. Football is my favorite sport.
Yeah.
Basketball is a sport that I played at the highest level.
Right.
And the Clippers embraced me as a child. they held me close to their bosom. But
they took you in?
That made it sound like a Jerry Sandusky situation. Yeah, like when I was a child, the Clippers
I was showered with the Clippers. I don't know why.
Patino Mobley.
They brought me in and they immediately ushered me straight to the shower.
Nah, but football is my favorite sport to watch, favorite sport to participate in. My dad, I've told y'all about my dad, but like the Saints are definitely my number one team across all sports. That's gotcha. The identity I hold.
They had a tough week.
Tough week, man. You know, that rivalry is always tough. I think I picked, out of all the wins that I picked that didn't come true on my my list, I do think I picked us to lose to the Falcons.
Yeah, your picks were middling this week, but the picks were about 50-50, I think. But the Thanksgiving parlay
preseason?
My preseason.
Cause I,
for the Saints?
The Falcons-Saints rivalry always goes nuts.
Now, if I remember correctly, you picked...
I picked them to win this one.
I don't have them saved, but I'm pretty sure you picked the Saints to go
17-1.
I think you had multiple 17-0 teams.
Yeah. Well, I picked the Eagles to go 17-1.
That's looking good.
That's looking good.
Yeah.
My pick for the Saints over on wins this year is not looking good. I think I overestimated how okay they were and weak their schedule was.
That's the thing. The weak-ass schedule, the team that we have. We just added Jason Pierre-Paul. We didn't talk about that.
Oh, yeah. But he already left, didn't he?
Is he gone already?
I think so, yeah.
Yeah, he just signed with somebody. The Dolphins. Because Jalen Phillips tore his Achilles.
And so we let him go? Yeah.
I think they poached
him. I think Dennis Allen is the problem. It's just like Brandon Staley. I think Dennis Allen is the problem.
Oh, yeah, fire him.
Yeah, I think
another defensive coach.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Can't have it. I think you got to. It feels like, especially because he was the Peyton's defense coordinator,
he's Peyton's
right?
Defense coordinator.
At some point, you just got to inject some new life. When the guy is leaving, it's time to.
I mean, look at what D'Amico Ryans is doing. Even though they're not like great, that team is so fun to watch.
They're going to be a playoff team for
Tank
sure.
Tank Dell, Collins, like C.J. Stroud, man, he's up in the MVP race.
Yeah.
I think deservedly so.
Yeah. When was the last time a rookie cracked that, Cam?
Jim Brown was the only rookie to ever win.
Oh, I just mean in the race, but yeah.
I don't know if anyone's ever really been in the race, especially this late in the season.
Yeah.
Nah.
I mean, like, yeah, that division is just, who's going to come out of there?
The NFC South.
I think if they had gotten to this, so let's talk about that game for a second. There's a lot of mixed emotions, I will say, from missed field goals is what I was trying to say. Missed field goals from Amendola, not Danny.
Wait, now Matt. We're talking about the Texans missed. Yeah.
Texans, yeah.
And that was like, it was a long try and he hit the crossbar. It was a tough.
Loser.
Well, he missed a couple before.
Oh,
yeah, he's a loser.
And then he lost his job.
why did
he's
you
already
so
cut,
much?
Right?
He missed with the Chiefs last year, missed a couple of crucial field goals.
Because he's a loser.
Yeah. I don't like losers.
That crossbar, he hit it on the tee, too.
Yeah.
And
like,
you know,
that's tough.
Like this, because he's.
Kevin's wearing colored contacts today.
Kevin is wearing cat's eye contacts.
Blast.
Full black eyes.
Streetwalker. yeah, you know, as that kick went off his foot, because he's been just sort of like run out of town at a bunch of different places, he was like, this is it. The moment. The big game tying field goal, 59 yards, right down the middle, feels so good. And then, dunk.
Yeah. It was so loud, dude. Yeah.
It's hilarious how they made that so that whenever a ball hits those goalposts, it's the loudest thing in the world.
Yeah, it really is great. Yeah. It's great.
That shit is so funny, man.
Who's it? Was it Nick Folk who had the double doink a few years ago?
Cody Parkey.
Oh, Cody Parkey, yeah.
The famous one, the Bears one, yeah.
Did it go in?
No.
Oh. Because I've seen some doinks that get knocked in.
Yeah.
Depending on what side they doink on.
Like the Kawhi Leonard Raptor shot over. Hit like the rim four times. If you were making like a kid's football movie, that's what would happen at the end. Would be like, doink. Doink. Doink.
And then a dog just going, woof. And then doink.
And everyone starts banging pots and pans.
Yeah. For the dog.
Thank you.
Who's dressed
service.
Like an army general.
He's got like the helmet on, like the army, like artillery helmet.
Because he sang the national anthem.
And he's the... His name's Bonewall Jackson.
Yeah. General Bonewall General Jackson.
This is the movie, you guys. So we sent you guys out to write a football movie. There's not much football left in it.
We asked you to write an Aaron Hernandez movie. And you guys came back with a Bonewall Jackson.
You know, Napoleon's a big hit.
General Bonewall Jackson.
I was messing around with the ESPN playoff machine. Right. By the way, they have backloaded this schedule this NFL season because I think all sorts of wild stuff is going to happen. I have the Saints getting in. They win the division. It still feels like their schedule is pretty easy here in the last like 6-7 weeks. I have the Packers getting in. I think they're a team that might be on the upswing.
We got Detroit this week, which is not an easy win, but I still don't fully believe in Detroit.
They got punked on Thanksgiving, man.
They did.
I actually have the Saints, because you want to inject a little chaos when you're doing these picks. So I have the Saints beating the Lions this week, because maybe the Lions are starting to kind of come down to earth a little bit. Feels like it. And it's on the road. It's in New Orleans, so...
Where feels like Derek Carr plays horribly.
All right, let me ask you this.
I like
point
to disappoint
blank.
The home fans.
Would they just be better off with Winston at this point? It seems.
Yeah.
Yeah, it seems like this is not a position I thought I could get to this quickly, but Carr's been.
He's been ass.
Ass.
And the thing about him being ass is like it's reminiscent of Drew Brees' last season where he didn't have a zip on the ball. Yeah. He couldn't get. Derek Carr just throws everything short, it feels like.
Mm.
Yeah, that sucks.
You want someone who can chuck it up and just let Rashid Shaheed do his thing.
Yeah.
Wait, and how bad is Olave's injury, though? He's a concussion?
He's got a concussion, yeah.
So he might
as
a
fantasy, recent fantasy owner, yes,
I traded him.
Yes, I recently acquired him in a trade I think about late at night.
He had a great game before he got hurt, though.
Yeah, I know. That's not the part of the trade I fret about.
What are you fret about?
The fact that I traded an 11th round pick for a defense.
We'll see.
Greg steamrolled me into it, accepting a trade.
Wait, explain it to us.
So this is in our Sharks League where we can trade future draft picks.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I'm in first place.
It's an 11th round pick. Who cares?
Would you spend an 11th round pick on a defense?
Yes.
You would. No, you would.
I would. No, here's the situation.
You better
that
be
was
fucking...
Greg attached to the lie detector, like trying his hardest.
He's got a thumbtack in his finger. Yes.
It doesn't look like anything to me. No, here's the thing. I have Philly defense. Talented defense, not been very good for fantasy this year. They're two playoff matches. Ryan is cruising to a first round bye. So in my opinion, I was like, Ryan, you can use a bench spot to think about week 16 and 17. And Philly's defense is the not just of like available defenses, but of all defenses, number one projected defense in both those weeks because they play like the Giants and somebody else really shitty. And I was like, just hang on to him and use him for the playoffs and he'll have a good defense. It became part of a bigger trade that involved Olave. It was like Olave. I gave Olave and the Philly D for an 8 and an 11.
Yeah.
I was trying to have a fire sale and I really didn't get that much going. I also gave away Dak, but that.
I'm trying like hell right now in a league to trade Dak because I have Dak and Mahomes. And for personal reasons that I won't go into, I can't trade Mahomes.
I think we can gather.
No, it goes deeper than that.
He's got those pictures on you.
Yeah, he's got the pictures of me.
And he cares that much about whether you own him.
He demands that I give him my passwords to my ESPN and Yahoo account so he can check. It's not a good situation.
Dak has arguably been the best QB over the last like month and a half.
Oh, far and away.
Yeah.
So I'm trying just to move him before the deadline on Friday. So
still got time.
Yeah. So I offered. Right now, I'm just trying to even just see if I can get T.J. Hockenson, just because I need a tight end, just something, anything.
I mean, T.J. Hockenson is not nothing. He's great. So I told you guys I got a Monday Night Miracle in the NFL's league, my third league. That's not Sharks and not foosball. So basically, my Sharks team sucks. My foosballs and NFL's teams are both in first place, and I was playing Brian Guest, who had, I think I mentioned on the show, offered me Saquon and Diggs for, I think, Hockenson and Mostert, and I turned it down. And I was like, if you told me before the year I'd turn down Saquon and Diggs for Hockenson because there's no other good tight ends.
Yeah.
And then it worked out that it came down to Monday night, and I needed, all I had left was Hockenson to make up 16 points. And I was like, well, against the team I refused to trade him to. And I was like, you got to do it, man. He had nothing at halftime.
Yeah.
And I was like, I was like, I just need 5 for 50 in a score. That's 16 points. And his final line was 5 for 50 in a score. And last touchdown was like 25 of the yard. It was a true late stage Monday night. It was a stage 4 Monday night. It's a Monday
night. How about that game?
Brutal. I didn't watch it. I couldn't.
I had to because of the fantasy. It was brutal.
Dude, it was... I'm going to say it. The Bears did not earn that win.
No. It was the first time all year a team has won without scoring a touchdown.
I wish I had Cairo Santos.
Yeah.
Man, 4 field goals.
That would be really nice. So, the Vikings, because I, right now, in my... In my Ryan's picks for the playoffs, I had the Vikings just barely getting in. But are we feeling that at all? I had them.
Jefferson's coming back.
Yes.
Jefferson got activated.
Dobbs can give the ball to Jefferson.
Dobbs, it felt like he's done really good with these limited playbooks, and then when they've tried to like expand to a full offense, it's like just let him have the limited playbook. Someone joked like every team he goes to, the more he gets to know his teammates, the worse he gets. Or something. I was like, ah.
I say this: the interceptions that he threw all felt like communication error.
Mm.
Like not, they didn't feel like him making a bad play.
Yeah, at least one of them was tipped and not really his fault.
Yeah,
but you still got to Yeah, it wasn't like a Nathan Peterman game, even though it was no, four where picks, he was just but it wasn't throwing it good. To yeah.
Nathan Peterman was just throwing it to the defense.
Yeah. So
he had on
Kevin's I didn't see him over there.
Kevin's color contacts that game. He had full black eyes and they blinked like sideways, like Men in Black. As opposed to up and down.
Yeah. Kevin's also eating cockroaches. He's really going Men in Black on us.
Yeah, he's like producing right now. He's got like 11 different arms doing a bunch of different things.
What are you drinking there, Kev? Is that sugar water?
Sugar water.
What's the Michael Jackson character? Agent K?
Agent M.
Agent M.
I could be Agent M. Zed, can you hear me? Zed, can you hear me? I could be Agent M.
We talked about this.
I don't know what this is.
I'm talking about this constantly. It's just this little part in the beginning of Men in Black 2, where Michael Jackson is on the screen. It's the what? Real Michael Jackson.
Yeah.
And he's like, he says something. He's like, I've covered this. Zed, have you thought about my application for MIB? Zed, hello? Agent he's like, oh, I got to go, Michael. Have a great one. He's like, Zed, I could be Agent M.
And
it's just the shit made me laugh so hard when I was in seventh grade when that movie came out.
And the crazy thing about them shooting that. So he shot this cameo. He did it in like 15, 20 minutes, you know? Mm-hmm. And then they got into a little bit of a snag near release because he wanted to be on the posters. he wanted like the posters to be like Mr. Smith, Mr. Lee Jones, Mr. Jackson.
And they had to email him back like, I'm sorry, Mr. Jackson, but we are for real.
Yeah.
Did you hear the rumor? Like, if Fields leaves Chicago, that one of the teams looking at him is the Falcons. And I just love the idea of the Falcons having Bijan, Fields, London, Pitts, and every game is just like 24 Tyler Allgeier carries for 50 yards. And they score 8 points.
How is this even possible?
Yeah.
They beat us good this week. And they had a very fun show. Did y'all see the clip of Jameis rapping "Move, bitch, get out the way" to Derek Carr?
Yeah.
And Derek Carr's just like, yeah. Uh-huh. Man, I hope we trade up for Caleb. Get rid of Olave. Get rid of fucking Michael Thomas. Come on, Brian. Come on, Bears. Negotiate with us.
Would you want them to trade Olave?
Yeah, get him out of
Caleb.
There.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, how about, like, what's the record?
Five and seven.
Who would you rather have, Caleb or Shadur?
Caleb.
What was that?
Don't say it like that.
Let's mention it. We talked a lot of Colorado the first few episodes.
Yeah, you know.
We haven't mentioned it in a while. Yeah. They wound up being 4-8.
Yeah, 4-8. Their season's done, right?
Yeah, and they had three big guys decommit in like a 24-hour period. Yeah,
that's fine. They had the tight end decommit.
They had a running back decommit.
That's cool.
It took...
They'll get people.
But they won't fire him because he made Colorado a fucking $1 billion. Yeah. Like, this is America.
He doesn't deserve to be fired.
They can be five and... No. I mean, I wouldn't fire him anyway after one season. But I'm saying, like, even if he has, like, an identical year, like, two... If they're 4-8 every year and raking in that kind of cash, they won't care. First of all, they were already 4-8 every year. They're Colorado.
Yeah.
But, like, ultimately, he probably made more money for that program than a lot of programs that were, like, 9-3, you know? But...
I think they're going to turn it around completely next season. His first season at Jackson State was not easy.
Mm-hmm.
I think they're going to turn it around completely. I think they're going to get they're losing some guys.
Shadur and Hunter's gone too, right?
Shadur is staying, I think.
Shadur's staying?
Yeah, because he's got the NIL money.
Yeah, he doesn't need
that. I think Travis might be out.
Yeah, Shadur probably makes more in college than he will in his first couple years in the pros, unless he's a top 15 pick, which he probably won't be.
Travis's girl has a wedding ring on her finger now. Mm. An engagement ring on her left finger. He brought her a Tesla, put some Hello Kitty wrapping in. Did you see this, Kevin? You're shaking your head.
He's just swooning.
Yeah.
I like that you said wedding ring on her fingernail.
Yeah, she's a wedding ring on her fingernail.
Very small.
Very tiny wedding ring. You can see
how the girls are wearing them these days.
I only noticed you could tell how close I was looking. I just want to say to my man Travis, my man.
Carl's a bit of a finger king. You've heard of a size queen. Carl's a finger king.
Got some nice fingers on there. Got some nice ivory ticklers on there, if you know what I mean. They did poorly this year. I had them going, 6-6? Six?
Yeah, we talked about it. So
yeah,
we did talk about it. It's disappointing to not get to a bowl game. It's really tough.
But they yeah. they had like that flash, that moment where they were just in the zeitgeist, and it was really, really fun. And well, they can build off that.
Yeah, it's like TCU was in the fucking title game last year, you know? So, like, beating TCU week one was huge. It just turned out they weren't as good as we thought they were. But, yeah, it was a tough year. It was a tough year for Caleb Williams. They went out on a down note, too. I mean, their season's not over, but he lost, like, what, 3-4 in a row to close the year?
Former Colorado All-American rips Deion Sanders before legacy son hits transfer portals. Buffalo's great is unhappy with Coach Prime's progress in Boulder. Bullshit.
Who?
Who's the great?
What Buffalo great?
Christian Faria.
His great tight end.
Great. Was he even a starting tight end?
Former CU Seahawks. Buff standout Christian Faria has taken several shots.
Oh, Buffalo's great. I thought you meant like Buffalo. Oh, I see.
Wait, didn't he? Christian Faria played for the Patriots, right?
Yeah.
Did he play linebacker?
Seahawks. He was a tight end.
He was a tight end?
Yeah.
I think so.
I guess he was a Buffalo great. He has been overly critical of the Hall of Famer in current state Colorado's program, which has led to his legacy son hitting the transfer portal on Monday.
Christian Ashley Faria. Yeah, Patriot, Seahawks, Patriot.
There's not that many NFL players from Colorado. Cordell Stewart is the big one, I feel it. Oh, and Mason Crosby. But did Michael Westbrook actually do anything in the NFL? He's most famous for catching that. Yeah, I feel like Spencer Dinwiddie in the NBA is a better Colorado player than any of those guys.
Why is this kid? Why are they so mad? I guess he's going to go to... He said, I spent 5 years despising the color red because of my hatred for Husker football. Matt Rhule has changed that. Dude has a clear message and understanding of what's important. What was Nebraska's record this year? Let's take a
look. Did they score as many points on the season as they had losses?
They lost a lot of games.
They haven't been good since the fucking 90s. Yeah. They were all right when they had Ndamukong Suh for a little bit. I think they made one Big Ten title game and lost.
Why is he picking? Why is he doing that?
What, Christian Faria?
Yeah.
Christian Faria Jr.?
I mean.
What do you think it is?
I don't know the guy personally.
what are they saying in the meeting?
When you're a big Colorado fan for years and then suddenly Sanders rolls in and now you like Nebraska.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't know. There's something there.
I believe. That they will find players to replace these people who are in the transfer portal. And I think a lot of those guys just didn't want to buy in. I bet you it's hard to buy into a Deion Sanders system. He probably expects a lot of perfections, a lot of shit in your face.
If you're not a leader or a dog, what are you?
Exactly.
Yeah.
If you ain't a leader, if you ain't a dog, if you ain't general.
Yeah, I'd imagine like you're either
Bonewall Jackson.
Yeah, I imagine you're either really all in or you can't stand the guy and you're like, this isn't what I signed up for.
You're probably just getting beat up in practice and there's cameras everywhere. That's the thing. Yeah. That's probably gotta suck.
Yeah, it's like, yeah, but he's probably like you fuck up and like you're really hearing about it from him.
Imagine like doing suicides. And like, remember how I used to come in last in suicides, like my sophomore year. It was just like, bro, I can't keep up with these guys. I'm still got this baby fat on. I lost weight junior year, but like sophomore year, I'm doing suicides with the fucking varsity and JV team and I'm getting my ass kicked. Oh, imagine there's cameras everywhere.
Yeah. Watching you like dry heave afterwards. Yeah.
God, I had
crying.
I had such like a little fat boy kind of like,
yeah. So I can see that. Matt, go ahead, Christian Faria. Get your shit off, Christian Faria. And your son dropped a lot of passes this year, Christian Faria. He didn't block well, Christian Faria.
Yeah.
Because Shador's getting his ass ate up. All right. What do you say we talk about these picks?
Oh, yeah, it's time.
Thanksgiving Carlay hit.
The Thanksgiving Carlay hit. Everybody made your money. Before we get into this, though, can we put out a prompt to the listeners? I think it's time we talk about how everybody did in fantasy this season.
Yeah.
So you send us, email us and let us know how your fantasy seasons are going. Don't lie. Show proof. We need a screenshot.
We need receipts.
Yeah. We need receipts.
Actually, can we put a pin in that for 1 second? We did get one really good email from a listener about his low point in sports fandom.
I have it right here.
Right. Carl, this is going to break your heart if you haven't read it.
It's this one, yeah?
Okay. Yeah, yeah,
yeah. Yeah, okay. Picture this. It's late 2011, and you've somehow started dating a super hot American Apparel model who let you hit, quote, because you're goofy but hates football.
That's listening. The email.
I'm listening. King.
You've gotten insanely lucky, as has famous virgin Tim Tebow. Since Marion Barber stepped out of bounds in week 14, you've known Tebow was destined by God to win a playoff game. He draws the Steelers in the first round, and then it goes to overtime, causing you to be late for a concert your girl was really excited for. But you don't even see the end of the game, because when Demaryius Thomas got separation on Ike Taylor, you just get up and walk out of the apartment without saying a word, leaving the TV on and your football friends on the couch. At the end of the concert, she says she can't get over that you, quote, chose football over her, and Tebow cock-blocks you from mile high. One more win for Jesus. When you get home, you find out your friends drank the entire 40 of spice rum you stole from work, so you have nothing to wash down the breakup, because it's involuntarily Holy Week. Love the pod, Peter.
Total recap. Broncos get a dramatic overtime win. Guy doesn't even get to see it.
Yeah.
Loses his American Apparel girlfriend. Doesn't get his 40 when he gets home. Broncos lose in the next round. Tebow never goes on to do anything ever again. That's tough.
That's rough.
And if y'all don't know what an American Apparel model is, they're some of the hottest hairy-legged women you've ever seen.
Oh, yeah. drive down Rowena in Silver Lake and see.
I don't care where you are right now. You get yourself over there to Rowena in Silver Lake.
You're going to see some billboards with the hottest hairy women.
Yeah. And it's called Los Angeles Apparel now.
Oh, sorry.
Is so it really? Really? LA Apparel. Because they got bought out or something. Real cheap clothes that they sold for real expensive.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Unhoused people are not allowed to wear them. The guy who ran the company was very adamant about that.
Yeah,
he
also liked to take pictures, right?
Like, yeah, he took pictures of these hairy legged women.
I like to take their pictures.
I know he's not that photographer, Terry Richardson, who looks like a little sex criminal, but that's who I'm picturing.
He looked like him.
He also looked like a sex criminal.
Wow.
That's a tough one.
That's the tough one, man.
Yeah. Love
that's
that.
That's a tough one.
I like to imagine that he didn't work at like a liquor store. He worked at like Charles Schwab, but they had a 40 of spice rum in the fridge and he stole it.
A 40 of spice rum.
Yeah, if you got
imagine
any
going
more,
home and just drinking that. Oh.
That's the most 20-year-old drink I've ever heard of.
I'm feeling rum chata.
I'm getting a bottle of rum chata.
If you got any more stories like that, guys, where you were down and out, send those in.
Send the down and out stories. That one should kick it off right there. I know y'all got some stories. Yeah,
first down and out.
I know you sad fuckers have some stories. You wouldn't be listening to this if your life was happy.
I know y'all got hairy legs. Ladies listening to this, I know you all got hairy legs. No.
Titties tied up and the legs all hairy.
I don't think we'll be getting too many more listeners who dated American Apparel models.
Nah, that's probably slow. I will say this, though, and I've talked to Kevin about this. When I go on tour with some of these dudes, like when I go on tours with Bang Bang or Doughboys, in the crowd, there's these fans of these podcasts. You can imagine what they look like. they are with some of the finest women I have ever seen. About, and I go, what is happening? How did you get this?
You got to get out of L.A.
Dude, these dudes who are fucking standing up being like, fuck Mitch! Mitch! Yeah! And they're just sitting next to a girl who, sometimes they don't want to take pictures with me. They don't want to take pictures with the Doughboys or whatever. I'll stand to the side in case they do want me to get in the picture, but I'll let them get their moment with the guy.
Will you sign it for my girlfriends, Bella and Gigi?
yeah, for real. These dudes sometimes, and not all of y'all, but
if you're listening to this,
we're not talking about foosballs fans. Every foosballs fan doesn't listen to those other podcasts and is ripped to shreds
and still has a hot girlfriend.
Still has
but
a hot girlfriend.
You're hot also.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. You two are hot. But these dudes will be in these audiences and I'll be standing out to the side and their girlfriends are like waiting on them to take the pictures and they're like, so how'd you get into this? What do you do? And I go, you don't know what this is? No, just something he likes.
Like, you don't know, dragged to this.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't get it. Like, so what, they just eat a lot of food?
Yeah, yeah, for real. Straight up, dude. I have never talked, man, we were in Huntsville, Alabama, and women were standing on the sideline and being like, you were really funny. That was really fun.
You should do comedy.
Yeah, yeah. You should ever think about doing comedy? I go, lady, what?
Yeah, but you guys are like, do restaurant reviews.
Yeah. I don't know. I just came with him.
Yeah.
And this dude's just like, only beard here. Only neck beard. He's just like, yeah, Mitch. Oh, my God, Mitch.
Apologizing for his girlfriend for Spoon. Asking dumb questions.
Yeah. Yeah. Spoon.
Sorry about her. Wait in the car. Yeah. You're embarrassing me in front of the doughboy.
How did you get?
Wait in the car you bought me. These are my heroes.
Tell all the ladies, girl, you got to move to L.A. Yeah. You got to get out of there.
And wind up with one of this kind of meat market of specimens.
You can find yourself a real man.
Hey, your boyfriend idolizes Mitch. Yeah. I'm actually friends with him.
Yeah.
I've been to his house.
Is your boyfriend plenty husky but not in therapy enough?
Yeah.
Come to L.A.
All right. The Carlay hit.
Carlay hit.
What do we do on the other picks? We didn't do well, right?
It was like half.
It doesn't matter.
But the bonus Thanksgiving pick didn't hit. The Jets did not live up to their end of the bargain.
Hell no, they didn't.
The unders you took hit.
The unders hit.
Yeah, and maybe one of the other picks.
The unders hit.
But
so
it's not important to live in the past.
3-5. It's not important to live in the past. All we know is the Carlay hit. You should be rich.
That is at least 3 out of 5 weeks, maybe 3 out of 4 weeks that the parlay. Sorry.
Excuse you.
That the Carlay hit, which is incredible.
Hey, we're going to try to keep that streak up.
Let's do it.
Let's look at it right now. Here. Let's see what we got going on. But back to what we were saying. Send in your fantasy, how you doing in fantasy.
And any more low point stories.
Any more low point stories, absolutely.
They can be one and the same.
Schedule. Let's look at 13. And that's not what we
supposed to do. Cowboys -9 at home against the Seahawks on Thursday. That's a big line.
Yeah.
That's a big line. I thought we decided not to do 13.
Right, not part of the car line.
We did one Thanksgiving special, but that's it.
Okay, so Colts -2 at Tennessee. Jonathan Taylor out.
But Zach Moss.
Hasn't been bad.
What are you looking at -2? What are you?
I'm on ESPN.
Mine says -1. What the hell? What the fuck?
What the fuck is going on here, guys?
What the fuck is happening, ESPN?
We live in a simulation. This glitch in the Matrix.
Right, I got the Cyber Monday deal.
I got the real Benny Lins. There we go, Daily Lines.
Titans, Colts. I'm going to take the over on that. Over 43.5.
Okay.
I think those both of those teams can score 24 to 27 points.
Yeah.
I like that.
Is that standalone or is that part of the Carlay?
That's part of the Carlay.
Okay.
Let's go over on that. Chargers, Patriots, battle of the assholes. LA Chargers -6. You know what? Go ahead. What you got to say?
I like it.
I like it.
Yeah.
I like it too.
I think they
need to redeem themselves. It always seems like too, like since we talked about them in the picture this, and Brandon Staley has been saving himself. For marriage, and has been saving himself week
he's got
after.
His promise ring.
He got his promise ring on. I'm gonna say Chargers -6. I'm gonna give it to him.
Yeah,
and then these are the 10 a.m. games, and then the Falcons Jets. What a rough one. We're gonna skip that one. Cardinals Steelers, Pitt -5.5.
How are we feeling about the Steelers? Real quick, Greg. Just quick Steelers check in.
58 games without 400 yards of offense. First game without Matt Canada, they hit it. Pat Freiermuth looked incredible. He was all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Deontay Johnson still just probably needs to go at this point. It's just not working out. I don't know if you saw this. Did you see the play where there was a run play and he just didn't move? And then Jalen Warren fumbled the ball and he just stood there.
And they talked about that. They say the dude just gave up on the.
Yeah.
He's on my bench. I traded for him. Still got Dalton Schultz out of him. And I got.
That's good.
I didn't get, and this is a league that I'm probably not making. I'm not making playoffs in any of my leagues, but I'm gonna take y'all -5.5.
Yeah, the Steelers are probably going to the playoffs, which is baffling. But their next three games are Cardinals, Patriots, and the Patriots is next Thursday, and so then they get 10 days off before they face the Colts. they should at least win two of those games, if not all three. And then they also still have one against the Burrowless Bengals. Like, they should be a 10-11 win team and make the playoffs.
Yeah.
It's kind of crazy, but it's true.
Yeah, let's go. Let's take Steelers minus 5.5.
All right, so that's the parlay, which is Steelers minus 5.5, Chargers minus 6, and Colts Titans over 43.5.
Yeah. All right, now for some random picks. Let's start with the 1 o'clock games. There are 1 o'clock games here on the West Coast.
Hmm. Also a good one to do would be Saints Lions, which is an early one, but it was not part of the parlay.
Not part of the parlay. Detroit is minus 4. I'm going to believe my boys again. Let's go Saints plus 4.
Saints plus 4.
I'm into
Saints
it.
Plus 4. That's a regular pick. That's just a one-off.
Standalone.
Yeah. Dolphins, Commanders, Miami minus 9.5. Commanders, they trip me out because sometimes they're decent and most times they're not.
Yeah. I would have, if you asked me to blindly guess, I would have guessed they're better than 4-8 because it seems like they're in a lot of games.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think they keep it close. They have, I think, maybe the worst defense in football. So,
and now with without Chase Young and Sweat.
Yeah, they've gotten way, way worse going up against a really explosive offense. They rack up yards and some points, but
Achane might be back. It might be a track meet where the Dolphins just run him to death.
Yeah, let's go Dolphins minus 9. I want to take a dog though. So we got Panthers.
The Saints is a dog.
Yeah, Saints is a dog. Panthers, Bucks. The Panthers suck so bad, but they got a new coach, right?
Yeah, they could get that little new coach
boost. Yeah. Let's go Panthers plus 5.
What about the big game of the week? You've got 49ers minus 3 with the Eagles.
Ooh.
The Eagles are at home. Yeah.
Eagles underdogs at home. Wow.
That's interesting. One. Is somebody out? Why is that a thing?
Is Lane Johnson still out? But, I mean, even so.
I think just the 49ers have looked really dominant with the Eagles winning some real close ones. But, I mean, this feels like game of the year.
Yeah, minus 3? I'm going Eagles plus 3 on that.
Eagles plus 3. Give it to me. And then you want to do a bonus pick for Sunday night, Bengals-Jags? Yeah. What's the one?
Sunday night's Chiefs.
Oh, sorry.
Bonus pick Monday, Bengals-Jags. I'm going to say Bengals plus 8. Because 8 feels like a big line for that, even though they don't have a quarterback. I think they can do something with them. They've been tough. Their defense has been tough since they lost Jesse Bates.
Yeah.
But
minus
8 is a big line.
It's a big one.
Yeah, so we're riding some dogs this week.
Yeah, I'm going to go bonus pick dog Bengals.
Riding Chiefs going to beat the shit out of Packers.
Yeah. Eagles being a dog is crazy.
It is.
What do they know that we don't know?
I wonder what the best record ever after 11 games and still be an underdog at home was. Couldn't be. Unless someone was 11-0 and did it, that 10-1 has got to be the best record anyone's
That's
ever
had. That's pretty
nice. Well, the Bears.
Or what about
in
Steelers?
In 85.
Oh, well, a couple of years ago, the Steelers were like 10-11-0 and everyone knew they sucked. Yeah. So maybe that was it.
Yeah. Well, that wraps up this week of Foosballs.
Mm-hmm.
We hope you guys are still having fun with the season. Mm-hmm. Hope your teams aren't doing too bad. Like,
send us how your team's doing. Send us your rock bottoms. Send us any famous general names with dog puns.
So that we
can round out the cast of Bonewall Jackson.
Mm-hmm.
If you guys could just do the writing for us, that'd be amazing. Yeah. Any pages you want to send over.
Yeah. We'll just read that for the whole episode. And send us pictures of your girlfriends, especially before they shave their legs. Have a great evening. Happy football.
Happy football.
Happy football.
Bye-bye.
That was a HeadGum Podcast.